this beautiful married couple really love each other, and it shows. They are the ultimate home improvement power couple. With her decorating skills and his handiwork, their passions have been successfully merging since they wed in Waco, Texas in 2003. Since opening their first retail store, Magnolia Market, that very same year, they have spent the past nearly two decades building an impressive home improvement empire from the ground up, which includes a restaurant, a magazine, and a line at Target. They are the stars of HGTV's massive hit, Fixer Upper, which turned them into a household name, known for their ability to transform rundown properties into beautiful homes. Since the show first aired in 2013, their flagship store, Magnolia Market, has grown into a lifestyle brand that is often credited for revitalizing the small town of Waco, Texas. In 2015, they converted an abandoned Waco site into a bustling retail marketplace, complete with a bakery, food trucks, and more. Somehow, against every odd in the world, Waco became a tourist destination, a lifestyle aspiration, a relocation consideration, and it's all because of this loving, beautiful power couple. Texas Monthly wrote of the duo in 2016. That same year, this husband and wife team published a memoir that quickly became a national bestseller. Their hard work and unique dynamic continue to propel their business to new heights, even as they raise their five children. Today, they are gearing up to launch their own family-friendly TV network with Discovery. They are the real deal. The true foundation beneath each home they build or renovate, and beneath their own happy marriage and family life, is their faith in Christ. In an interview with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, the couple shared parts of their individual testimonies. While he credits Billy Graham and his 1975 crusade in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with having an impact on his mother's life that would cascade down to the rest of the family, including him, and set the spiritual trajectory of his own life, he said it was another Graham family member who personally mentored him in living out his faith. His name is Danny Lotz, Billy Graham's late son-in-law. As a young man, he attended Baylor University, as did Lotz's three children, and spent a week in the home of Danny and Ann Graham Lotz. He wasn't a pastor, he says, but he was influential in showing me how to live out my faith, even in a secular environment. He impacted my life by spurring me to shape my choices with my faith and to walk in my faith regardless of my calling. He challenged me to process what God was doing in my life and train my mind with God's word, God's truth. I learned so much from him, and he always spoke so highly of Billy Graham, who he said talked the talk and walked the walk. So to this day, I think about talking the talk and walking the walk because of Billy Graham and his son-in-law and the husband of the wonderful Ann Graham Lotz, Danny Lotz. Beloved, while they were expecting their second child, they sensed God asking them to close Magnolia Market, the home furnishing store they opened together in 2003. To focus on raising their children. This brought on sadness in the wife in particular, but more vividly than her sadness, she remembers the peace she felt when God reminded her on that day to simply trust him with her dreams and with Magnolia Market. God taught me to study the word and believe it, even when it hadn't been fulfilled yet. I really had to cultivate a place of faith that I never had before. I had to trust him as he would speak his promise to me, she explained. This trust brought peace, although my circumstance hadn't yet reflected his promise. His word doesn't return void, and God was working in my heart to establish deeper levels of trust that I now look back on and am thankful for. Sometime later, a production company heard about their home renovation business and her background in design, and the rest is, as they say, history. But most importantly, God taught them to trust him with everything and to make him their everything. Our family has made a commitment to put Christ first, a lifestyle our parents modeled for us very well. They showed us how to keep our marriage and family centered around God, he said. As for Fixer Upper, we have been surprised at the impact of our faith through the show. We haven't been overtly evangelistic, but the rich feedback we have received on family and love all source from our faith. All source from our faith. Jesus Christ said the world would know his disciples by their love for one another, and we've glimpsed this in practice and strive for it every day. Their names are Chip and Joanna Gaines. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, and I quote, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Yes, even like Chip and Joanna. Just as Chip and Joanna Gaines trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.